I had a nice conversation just a moment ago. Hannah Summers is here. She's a program coordinator at Hello Neighbor. And she grew up listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, she's a fully grown, functioning adult. And she was just telling me that at the age of five, she would, you know, they talk about these driveway moments with NPR, but there were driveway moments back. There still are here in the Saturday Light Brigade. And her driveway moment as a five-year-old was waiting for Waltzing with Bears to finish up. It's nice to have you here. Get a microphone up close to you for a second. And can you tell us a little bit about Hello Neighbor?
Sure. Thanks for having us. I know Elizabeth and Sarah and I are all really excited to be here. Hello Neighbor is a nonprofit that was founded in 2017, and we pair recently resettled refugee families with Pittsburgh families for a six-month-long mentorship program.
That's terrific. How long have you been involved?
I started as a volunteer when I met Elizabeth and Sarah in like March of 2018, and then I just got hired as the program coordinator in May of this year.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, a lot of folks don't know how many former refugees have resettled here, and there are a number of organizations doing things to try to help make sure that goes smoothly. Tell me a little bit about the programs Hello Neighbor offers.
Yeah, so we have, you know, had this program going on. We do it in cohort style. So we'll make these matches between Pittsburgh families and refugee families. It'll last for 6 months at a time. And in each cohort, we kind of create these different activities that bring everyone together. So as a match, like me with Elizabeth and Sarah, some things we did on our own, like we would go to the post office and do a change of address form or just have fun together. Or their mom taught me how to cook some African foods like fufu. But then at the same time, all the members of the cohort would also come together for a picnic or a fun event on the Gateway Clipper. And so we just have this kind of program where you have some support. There's some different activities that are going on with the whole Hello Neighbor cohort, but then it's also a lot of time just you and your match figuring out what you both enjoy and then making that happen.
Well, it's great to meet each of you, and with Sarah and Elizabeth, I have them. I kept confusing them with each other. And why don't we start with you, Sarah? Can you tell me just how old you are? And you're in 11th grade, right, at Brashear High School? I'd like to just get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I'm Sarah, and I'm from Congo. I'm 16 years old. I go to Brashear High School, and I have many subjects.
What do you like to do?
I like to drawing something and then sewing. That's a
well. That's very. It's terrific. Now, because you both are sisters, I want to talk to you together. So, Elizabeth, welcome. Can you tell me just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, thank you. My name is Elizabeth. I'm 19 years old, but I've been 20 in November 2nd. I'm 12th grade. I went to Brashear High School. I'm from Congo. In my life, I want to be a nurse. Yeah, that's
Well, that's wonderful. My wife is a nurse. And do you have any nurses in your family, or how did nursing come to be something you wanted to do?
In my family, my dad's sister, she's a nurse. That's why I want to be the nurse to help my family.
Sarah, have you thought about what you might like to be?
I want to be a doctor.
Oh, you guys are going to help take care of people. Those are really great professions. So how long have you been in the United States?
Now it's 3 years and 2 months.
Wow. I can't imagine what it's like to resettle. Was it hard when you first came here? Can you talk a little bit about that whole transition?
Yeah, it was so hard because we came here in summer. Because when I was in Malawi, it was like cold. But when I came here, it was like hot. So it was difficult for me. So that's why I say, hey, this is America. Oh, my God. It's so hot. So I can't like snow, winter. Snow, summer. So for me, it's like difficult for me and my body, yeah.
So your body wasn't used to these temperatures,
yeah.
Especially the cold.
Yeah, the cold.
And did you, who else came with you besides the two of you?
It was me and my dad and my mom and my sister.
So you came as a family.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. And where are you living? In what community? Are you close to high school?
I live in Northview Heights, 8 Mount Pleasant Road.
Oh, sure. I know Northview Heights very well. We've done work in that area. You're high up on a hill. In fact, there's really cold winds that blow there. A winter at Northview Heights is going to be something. How is it different here than you might have? Well, first of all, did you know you were going to be coming to the U.S. for a while? Did you have sort of a waiting time before you came over?
I'm not sure because I came when I was so young. So it was about to go in Australia, but they changed our program and that's why I come here in America.
So, I'm forgetting that you would be 13, 16 or so when you first came over, right, both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Is the United States similar to what you thought it might be like? Did you have any vision for what you thought it might be like coming over?
No.
Because I'm not sure I'd have a sense of what I would see in South Africa either. How has it been making friends? And you can be honest. I think it's has it been? I know there are clubs at Brashear that help a little bit, right? I know there's a lot of international clubs, but you two sort of have a built-in friendship too as sisters. But how has it been meeting other students and getting to know them?
Go ahead.
I think it would be really hard to do that if initially. Did you find making friends in class or in any of the activities you're involved in?
Yes, I do have friends. And then... I have African club, I play, I dance. So I'm going to start like October, like I think October 26th, the program going to start.
And Sarah, you're part of a youth group, right? So Sarah is in a youth group. You can talk a little bit more about it, but I watched her sing, just for a second, I watched her sing at World Refugee Day, the national anthem for everyone, and that was part of that group, right?
That's... Well, that's terrific. Don't be nervous. It's just us. It's I don't want to sort of. I'm kind of shy about talking about myself too, but it's there's so many things to do in high school and new things to try, clubs to get involved in, and things to share too. Now, before Hannah mentioned cooking and things from your homeland, did you bring some things? Have you shared some of your own culture and background with other students and with some of the adults you're meeting here? Because there's a lot to share, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about cooking. Hannah, you had a chance to... Did you cook or did you simply eat, Hannah?
Well, I got a lesson in making fufu, which, Elizabeth, can you explain what fufu is?
Okay, it's like corn flour, and then you pour water in boil, and then like after 5 or 6, and then you pour flour inside, and then you just...
You have to stir it the whole time, right? You have to always be stirring it, and it makes this kind of fluffy corn thing that you eat with spinach and with onion.
Mm-hmm. And we call, like, the small fish, we call, like, ndagara. Yeah.
That sounds really good. So as you keep stirring it, and it gets thicker, and then you add ingredients to it, and it almost sounds like an omelet. Except with...
Not quite, because you take the fufu, like, with your hand, and the spinach is cooked separately, so you kind of use it almost as bread, but, like, it's not bread because it's fufu, but you use it together, and you pick up the spinach, and then you just eat it all at once.
Oh, I like it. I like it. We should have had a little skillet down here.
I know.
You could make it.
We could have brought some.
You mentioned art. Before, Sarah, tell me a little bit about what you like to do. Do you draw or paint?
Yeah, I like to draw. Like painting something, like something I draw, and then I like to paint.
That's something I've never been very good at. Were you doing that when you were a little girl, too, when you were very young?
I don't know.
No, I mean, when did you decide you liked to draw or that you were good at it?
I just realized, like, I like to draw in here, America, but, like, I never used to draw in Africa.
You did not draw in Africa. The idea, you mentioned you would like to be a doctor. What would you do as a doctor, or what prompted you to have that as an interest?
Well, like, I like being a doctor. Like, I can help somebody, like, who's in difficult life. Like, I don't know.
You both have that objective, you wanting to be a doctor and your sister wanting to be a nurse. You mentioned that you have an aunt, right? Your father's sister is a nurse. Can you tell me about your parents, and do they have that same kind of interest in helping other people, or what did they do?
Okay, I would say, but I don't know about myself, my dad, because I was young. So the one my father told me that he have one sister, and then my dad is the last one. So the first sister, she's the nurse. Yeah.
I see.
And tell me if I'm wrong, but I think back in Congo, your dad was a teacher, right?
Yes, exactly. He was teacher. He was teaching French.
That explains why you two seem to be so smart. to me. Is he teaching or working here in the United States?
No,
it's been hard, right?
Yeah,
it's been hard for him to get certified, or even to the point where he can start considering teaching because of language, and he works really long hours, like 7 days a week.
Yeah.
What does he do at his the work he's doing now?
He's working for Omni Hotel, and then, I think he's washing the dishes.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that we have such talented people that are coming here who, for one reason or another, I'm sure your dad would love to be in the classroom teaching again, and hopefully he'll have a chance to do that as time goes on takes an awful lot of patience. You must not see him very often if he's working 7 days a week, mm-hmm. too. What do you think people need to know about not just you, but about any former refugee that has arrived? I think a lot of people have ideas that might be wrong, or at least might be misinformed. Do you know what I mean? Are there things that you wish people knew about in general, about what it's like to be when you come here and about why you're here? Does that make sense?
So if you're thinking about, like, you know, if your family is coming here as a refugee, and if you were talking to someone who maybe didn't know anything about refugees or didn't know anything about the Congo or didn't know anything about where you're from and what your family's like, is there anything you would want to tell them or that you think people should know? I might be changing your question
little bit.
For sure, I don't know.
What do you think, Sarah?
I don't know either.
Yeah, no? it's a little bit of a tough question, but I mean, you're coming here with a bright future in mind, and to do great things to help people. For example, we have a huge shortage of nurses. And there's a shortage of doctors as well. And for you to be able to help in those areas, it is a big deal, you know, for you to be able to join those professions. And I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And being at Bashir is also an exciting part of your life. So I think there's a lot to be said. Now, I have a question about English. Did either of you have English when you were in South Africa, or did you need to learn English from the beginning when you came here?
Okay. I started from here English, but in Malawi it was English, but it's not like too much. It was English and Chichewa, other language that I speak over there. So there's not like too much English, only a little bit. So, yeah.
Well, Larry, you hit on one of our favorite topics, which is talking about languages, because Elizabeth and Sarah are always trying to teach me a new word in Swahili. And then we were just talking about it today. Elizabeth knows like four, five languages.
I think three. But
three?
Three. Do you know French from your dad?
Yeah, I know French a little bit, so I can't speak.
Well, what is a? Can you teach me a Swahili word?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
What do you think is a good one to teach him?
Okay, I will start like jambo.
Jambo.
Yeah. Hi.
Jambo. Mm-hmm. So jambo.
Jambo. If you say jambo, I say jambo.
Jambo.
Yeah. It's like hello, hello.
I like it. Jambo. Jambo. Mm-hmm. How do you say peace? Or do you know what peace?
Mm-hmm. Amani.
Amani.
Yeah.
Amani. Now, I know that word because we have several schools in the Pittsburgh area that have Amani in their name, and I never knew that Amani means peace. Mm-hmm. There's Amani Christian Academy, for example, and that's peace. Okay, I want to learn another word. Sarah, how do you say love?
Hmm?
How do you say love?
Upendo.
Upendo.
How do you say I love you?
Nakupenda.
Nakupenda. Nakupenda.
Yeah, nakupenda.
Jambo. Nakupenda.
Yes.
I'm looking at Ricky, not Malik. although I love you too, Malik.
I think one of the my favorite words that we use all the time that I learned was wangu.
Yeah.
Wangu.
Wangu means my dear,
right? Yeah.
So every sentence will be like, wangu, where are you? Wangu, how are you? We always say it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's wonderful to meet both of you. And I hope you found Pittsburgh to be a welcoming and safe place where you have a chance to meet people. Are you involved in clubs too at Brashear, Sarah?
No.
Any of the clubs, but Elizabeth, you're involved in some of them.
Yeah.
It's the thing I know about Brashear is there's some international nights and opportunities to share cultures. Now I want to turn back to you, Hannah, for Hello Neighbor. Can you explain to me how other adults can get involved?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you probably could use some mentors, I guess is the right
word. Yeah, definitely. Mentors is for sure the right word. So we refer to the Pittsburgh families as mentors, and then the refugee families, the immigrant families, as mentees for the most part. And if you're interested in getting involved, we have an application on our website. It's www.helloneighbor.io, so not .com or .org, but the unique .io. And you can fill out an application there, and we just ask a little bit about yourself and your interests and why you'd like to be involved and your availability. And then because it's cohort style, we're in the middle of a cohort right now, cohort 4, that will end in December. So we'll start another one early next year. So at the end of this year, we'll start calling people in for interviews. We do a group interview process. And simultaneously, we're doing those interviews with the refugee families. So it kind of ends up being this art and science where after we talk to the mentors and the mentees, we figure out who would make a good match. And some of that can be based on location, neighborhoods. Some of it can be based on age. Like I was matched with Elizabeth and Sarah because our ages were similar. Some of it can be based on languages, interests. We kind of take all these things into consideration, and we make those matches. And then you would go through the whole orientation process, and the mentorship program, the cohort, will kick off. So we're always looking for people to be mentors.
So Elizabeth and Sarah, you've been here a little over 3 years. When did you get matched together?
It was like March or April of 2018.
So you've had about a year and a half together. Can you tell me how Hannah has helped?
Oh, it is enough. Everything if I want, I ask Anna, and then she will help me so much. Even it's like midnight, if I need help, I'll call her, and then she helped me so much. Everything.
Can you tell me about something she helped you with?
Okay. If I have homework, if I don't understand, I say, Wangu, please, can you help me? And then she, okay, sure, I will help you. And then she gonna call me and then help me more. If I need something, like go buy something, I call her, and then she helped me so much.
And how about for you, Sarah? Can you add anything? Sarah's shy.
Yeah, someone's shy. But I you didn't ask me, but I'm just going to add in that it's really a two-way street. Because in the summer, we had this big potluck, and Sarah and Elizabeth helped me set up the whole thing, down everything. They were with me for like 12 hours that day, helping me do all this work.
Wow.
And so it's really, from my perspective and my family, because my parents, my mom are close with Sarah and Elizabeth too, it's really been like just a really nice friendship because we spend a lot of time together, and I think we both help each other in a lot of ways.
Well, it's been really a pleasure to have all three of you here today. And thank you for sharing some very personal things. It sounds like you would recommend Hello Neighbor as a good program. And helloneighbor.io is how you can get more information. And Hannah or Elizabeth and Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Okay, I thank you for coming here. And then I just only say thank you.
Thank you. How do you say goodbye in Swahili?
It's only bye.
Just bye. Yeah. That's easy. That's easy.
Yeah, but in Swahili for Tanzania, you can say kwaheri.
Kwaheri.
Yeah, kwaheri.
Kwaheri. And jambo?
Yeah,
is
jambo.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Amani is peace.
Indeed.
Good
and
memory.
I love you. That's the one that I'm going to up.
Sarah.
Nakupenda.
Say it again.
Nakupenda.
Nakupenda. So, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Nakupenda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dear. I forgot my dear.
Wangu.
Wangu.
Wangu. And what about thank you?
Asante.
Well, thank you to each of you. And you can learn more about Hello Neighbor by going to helloneighbor.io.